Sing already a little, and then everyone will come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Gopati.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Go,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. More hard and more loud. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Shila Prabhu Parat. Jai Gaurani Jai, Gaurani Jai, Gaurani Jai, Gaurani Jai. Jai Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Up until now, we have heard about the ecstatic pastimes of Radha and Krishna as they are performed during the eight periods of the days. We come now to the time between 10:40 a.m. and 3:36 p.m. During this time, the divine couple meet at the banks of the sacred Radhakund, and their exchange is purely in the highest of all rasas, the Madhurya rasa, or the confidential, loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. Now, this rasa is also, rasa means relationship, and the taste in it is also said to be the adi or original rasa, and it becomes reflected in this world as the attraction between men and women. Now imagine you have a tree standing on the bank of a lake which gets reflected in the waters of the lake. What you will find in the original tree to be the highest, the top most part, will appear in the reflection to be the lowest part. We find that the Adi Rasa, when reflected in this world, gives a lot of rise to greed and to lust and to mutual exploitation and to frustration. And therefore, the acharyas have relished, have warned us to not really delve very deeply into this rasa, because of the problem which psychology calls association. Association means when you hear something of which you think you have an experience, then you will associate or bring together or connect what you hear with your experience. So this translates in this case, when we hear about the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which for our which evokes memories of our own experiences in this world and our attempts to find pleasure in the reflection, then we bring the two together and we are apt to misunderstand this. In our Krishna Leela, which we have, or Leela Kirtan, which we have presented the last nights, we have therefore made a special attempt to express everything in a responsible way so that this association will not come so easily. But it is impossible to describe the Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna, which takes place at Radhakund, and subtract the Madhurya Rasa from it. It doesn't work. Then are we forever banned from these confidential exchanges? No. There is a very wonderful and I found amazing information in the Gaudiya tradition. Krishna has appeared in his kindness in this world in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is really Krishna feeling like Radharani. And this feeling has made him turn golden, a golden complexion. And it is said, and it is also the experience of devotees, that if you enter or understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela, then somehow you will come out with a great understanding of Radha and Krishna's Leela. During the Balkane War, the recent one, there seem to have been many, devotees stayed in Sarajevo, the capital town of Bosnia, and this town was bombarded heavily by the Serbian soldiers and snipers and civilians and whoever fought, and therefore inaccessible. You couldn't go through or come through to Sarajevo. It was not possible. You would get bombed or shot or anything. However, those who were expert knew that there was a tunnel which I can show you next time you are with me in Sarajevo, a tunnel which would go underneath the mountain and pass the Serbian army and the Serbian snipers and whoever was shooting at Sarajevo. And if you would go through this tunnel, you would be able to pass by all these dangerous elements and arrive in the midst of Sarajevo and meet your friends. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is something like a safe passageway into Radha and Krishna Leela, and therefore in all, let me say, Gaudiya Leela traditions, you first, before entering or hearing about Radha Krishna Leela, you first meditate about what is the particular Leela during that time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you will see, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engages in his Leela, you will find the elements of Radha and Krishna Leela in this. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has explained this confidential truth in this word. Yata yata gaura pada ravinde vindeta bhakti vakrita punyarasi tata tatotsa patirit yakasmat radha padamboja sudang surasi. If someone develops devotional service to Sri Gaura, he will develop the qualification, and then the nectarian ocean of prema coming from the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika suddenly floods his heart. Think of this picture. There is an ocean of love, and when the moon rises, the moon comes over this ocean, the ocean rises. So there is Radharani's love for Krishna, a highly ecstatic love. When you hear about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you will become so ecstatic that this ocean of love will rise and flood your heart. Hare Krishna. So I will today read to you about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I totally expect that this whole hall will be flooded in an ocean of love and you will all drown, including Anupma, the mother of Ramani. That I expect, and so Devi will be swept out of the window and led in Radhakund. And Krishna Kirtan will develop ecstatic love of Godhead and jump around in the room uncontrollably, jumping between the beams and landing on the floor, and then again jump, and hanging joyfully on the fan and calling Gaura Gaura. This is all possible. At that time we will know that this Gaura Leela evening is a full success. Hare Krishna. And what will happen to you in your internet, we don't know. Maybe you will take your laptop or your computer, sit on it, and you know, and slide down the stairs of your apartment building, shouting Gaura Gaura, Hare Krishna. So first we will have the Mula Sutra from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That is the root sutra, and then I will expand on this sutra and tell you of the various different elements of this. During the midday period, Lord Chaitanya enjoys the performance of enthusiastic chanting and dancing. He is surrounded on all sides by his dear devotees, such like the moon-like Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara Pandit, and the divine madman Nityananda Prabhu. Afterwards, after this kirtan, they all wander throughout the gardens and groves. Groves are like little places in the forest. On the bank of the Ganga, there they enjoy the sweet cooling breezes blowing over the river. Jagadananda Pandit informs us at this time a green parrot comes and very loudly calls out, Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura!
And then, you are Radha Krishna. He says, this green parrot is well informed. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears these birds, and particularly this parrot, and then there is the pleasant sound of the bumblebees. And he remembers his ecstatic pastimes as Radha and Krishna, which occurs at the same time in his own forest of Vrindavan. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Sri Gauranga. So, what is explained here is a wonderful scene. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes with his associates along the bank of the cooling, fragrant, crystal clear waters of the Ganga. Their hearts are moved by the ecstatic Sankirtan which they have just completed. And as they look towards the Ganga, they see almost a stream of silver coming down, which reminds them, of course, of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. At this time, Lord Gauranga's wide-opened eyes see in the distance, a wonderful forest. Yes. This forest is surrounded on all the four sides with a thorny hedge. You know what is a hedge? It's like in England means the land of hedges. So it's always, it is between different fields, almost as natural borders. And these hedges, can be this high or higher, are thorny and impenetrable. You can't go through them. So there is a thorny hedge around this beautiful forest. You will immediately ask, why is this there? It is because this forest is protected so that no materialists can enter into this forest, because something very special and esoteric will take place in this forest. Come with me. Prabhupada knows the entry into this forest. Let's crawl under the hedge and see the forest. There are all kinds of flower-bearing trees. Some have delicious ripe fruits, and there are dark blue tamal trees which are entwined with golden creepers. They immediately remind us of Krishna, who is also dark blue, who is sometimes embraced by the golden arms of Srimati Radharani. There are cocos palms, orange trees, pomegranate trees. And you must be careful when you walk under the pomegranate trees, because some of the big pomegranate fruits have fallen down, burst open, and the whole ground is covered with small little puddles of fruit juice, pomegranate juice.
Hare Krishna.
This garden has also a heart, or this forest has a heart, which is surrounded by banana trees. And in the midst of this interior section of the forest, you find the best of lakes, which is blooming with flowers on all the sides. There are bushes and little vines which hang from the big trees and caress the water.
Wonderful.
Oh, nature lovers, there are soft breezes coming from the south which carry the pollen, that means the flower dust of the buds and flowers, and there are lotus flowers. These lotus flowers move very strongly because the southern breeze, which smells so sweet, is moving them back and forth, so that it is impossible for the many bumblebees to land on the lotus flowers. You know, the lotus flower goes like this, and the bumblebees this gives a very special concert, and a very special scene. And if you look into the crystal clear waters, you see swarms of fishes inside and royal swans. On all four sides we find a bathing place built with jewels, you know, four built bathing places. So my dear devotees, this is a little bit setting the scene. It is a meditative language which you find also in Radha Krishna meditation. First, before you are actually able to envision Krishna or Radha, you are encouraged to first make in your heart a place in which Radha and Krishna will appear. And they only appear in the forest of Vrindavan, nowhere else. When you do usual meditation about God, the yogic way, you first go to your Anahata chakra, which has the color of silver, and then you place meditatively the sun into the on the lotus of the Anahata chakra, the moon, and then fire. Why do you have these three fiery elements, sun, moon, and fire? Well, you want to burn away all impurities first, meditatively. And then, in the midst of the fire, you just have Vishnu's smiling face appear. This is how you meditate about Lord Vishnu in the heart, if you are on the path of Yoga Mishra Bhakti, huh? Yoga or Bhakti, which is mixed with yoga. But Krishna, how can Krishna, can you invite Krishna into fire? Would you invite your dearest guest in your apartment and say, before he comes in, wait a minute, and you burn your apartment and say, now is a good, flames are alright, sit down, my dear guest. No, of course not, you couldn't do that. In Krishna, you are very personal with Krishna, you want to please Krishna. So if you want to invite him into the innermost chamber of your heart, you must create a Vrindavan atmosphere meditatively. If you want to invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you must create Navadvip. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in your heart, you must meditate about this lake of love which you have heard about. And then next to the lake of love, there is a golden temple. And I want to invite you now to go into your heart and do this. I want you to sit down, sit up, not sit down, sit up tall. We are now Bhakti yogis. And we will not do so much breathing and so on, because this is not required. I just request you to listen very attentively to the description now, where we will envision Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the temple of our heart. It will not take long, it will be around 7 to 8 minutes, at least that was in my little room. And then we will sing a kirtan and we will watch the best of the dramas which is in this universe. All national TV is now hooking up to Mayapur TV. It will be broadcasted in CBS News and das zweite deutsche Fernsehen. But before this, we want to see Lord Chaitanya. Those of you who like to meditate can close their eyes. Those who prefer to listen with wide open eyes can do so. Just my request to you is, as you hear these descriptions, try to see them in your mind's eye. There, on the eastern bank of this lake, is a golden temple with 12 entry gates which have red golden pillars. These pillars are garlanded with garlands of mallika flowers. Clusters of sapphires move in the wind, and colorful baldachins on golden pillars connect to the gates. Around this temple in the east, there is a heavenly tulasi forest. Imagine a whole forest of tulasi flowers. And in the south and west, there are nectarian meadows. It means like lawns, which are as soft as sitting cushions. Go inside the temple now. Take one of these 12 entrance gates. And you will see on a golden throne Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He illuminates the four directions with his golden effulgence. He's surrounded on all sides by his associates, who also shine with a golden effulgence. Their limbs are moving a little bit. They are trembling out of loving emotions, and their eyes are filled with loving tears. Outside, on the lawns, are a few deers who nibble and eat at the soft grass. When they look into this temple and see the beauty of Gauranga, they cannot continue to eat, but they stare at him with wide open eyes. They don't even blink with the eyes. A peacock comes down from a branch on a magnolia tree. You know, these trees which are all blossoms, and begins to dance in the greatest joy, giving happiness to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who begins to remember the peacocks in the forests of Vrindavan at the banks of the Radhakund. There are some parrots who happily attack the mature bimba berries and pick at them with their beaks. Then they come together as pairs and call out, Jai Sri Sachinandana! All glories to Sri Gauranga, the soul of Gadadhar. These best of parrots, who seem to have just come out of Krishna Leela, begin to sing all glories to Radha and Krishna, who have united in one form as Gauranga. And then the parrots look around and see the trees and shout out, all glories to Gauranga, who has manifested all these desire trees here. All the residents of Braj have now appeared in Navadvip, and thus their prema grows unlimitedly. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears the joyful calls of the parrots, he is reminded again at his leelas at Radhakund, where there are so many parrots, and he calls out, who has stolen my flute? Then he laughs and says, just look at you, gopis. I have defeated all of you in the game of dice. Suddenly he becomes very serious. And he says, let our water place in this kund start right now. Or he says, come, let's all go to the worship of the sun god. From Radhakund, Radharani would go to Suryakund and Krishna would be already there. So remember then this, Gauranga catches the hand of Gadadhar and begins to run. He plays with his associates various leelas. Or they sit down and sing bhajans and kirtans with madangas and veenas. Some of the associates clap their hands and others begin to dance gracefully. My dear devotees, see this scene in your mind's eye. All the devotees decorate Gauranga with arm bangles and wonderful garlands made from flowers. They tie Lord Gauranga's hair up and then they happily throw flower petals all over Gauranga's divine body. The flower petals come from Mongolia tree, lotus flowers. There are little buds, and especially these very fragrant Mallika flowers. They throw this over Gauranga Mahaprabhu in a gesture of worship. Ah, devotees, is the sweetness of this forest not equal to that of the forest of Vrindavan? At the end, this beautiful scene vanishes as Gaura and his different devotees again leave the forest for other pastimes. Only many servants come and cleanse the garden so that it looks just like before. Oh my dear
devotees.
No.
Oh my dear Lord Gauranga. Please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Gauranga karuna karo dinahina jane Gauranga karuna karo dinahina jane Gauranga karuna karo hina hina jane Gauranga karuna karo Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane O Samopatita Prabhu Holding grass between my teeth, O Lord Gora, I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Dante Trinadori Gora Daki He Tomara Dante Trina Dhari Gora Daki He Tomara
Dante Trina Dhari Gora Daki He Tomara
Kripa Kari Esho Ama Hridaya Mandire Kripa Kari Esho Ama
Hridaya Mandire
Kripa Kari Esho Ama Hridaya Mandire If you do not give your mercy to me, seeing how fallen I am, then how can you be known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? Yari dayana koribe Patita dekhiya
Thank you.
Yadidaya nakaribe Patita dekiya
Patita
Patita pavana nama Kishera lagiya Patita pavana nama Kishera lagiya Patita pavana nama Kishera lagiya
I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world. I'm drowning. There is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death.
Podeci bhava tufane nahi kanitara Podeci bhava tufane nahi kanitara Podeci bhava tufane nahi kanishara Sri Charana Charani Dane Dase Koropara Sri Charana Charani Dane Dase Koropara Sri Charana Charani Dane Dase Koropara
Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly, without stop, sings this prayer.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa
Abo!
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa Vatana Koraye Sadha Narottama Dasa Vatana Koraye Sadha Narottama Dasa Vatana Koraye Sadha Narottama Dasa
Oh!
karuna karo hina hina nane Jaya Sauranga Karuna Karo Hina Hina Kane Motama Patita Prabhu Jahi Tribhuvane Motama Patita Prabhu Jahi Tribhuvane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jai Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha. Jai Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Gaura. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Gaura. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Gaura. Hai Gaur. Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much. This is a very encouraging audience. And I have to thank all our dancing stars. Very nice. Dancing is important in Gauranga Kirtan. We have the special pleasure now to introduce our drama, our theater to you. Syamananda Prabhu, would you like to say how we should sit in the best way possible? But before Syamananda even speaks, I want you to all lovingly greet him by loudly shouting and clapping. Syamananda Prabhu!